future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The president is in Atlanta today pitching the voting rights legislation that will be voted on next Monday, the MLK Day. And he is trying to pitch it in a very friendly surroundings in Atlanta. Let's take you there live. The president of the United States talking about voter suppression and voting rights. Here it is.
Here in Georgia, there's full access to voting by mail. There are enough drop boxes during the enough hours so they can bring food and water as well to people waiting in line. The Freedom to Vote Act takes on election subversion to protect nonpartisan electors, officials who doing their job from intimidation and interference. It would get dark money out of politics. Create fair district maps and ending partisan gerrymandering. Look, it's also time to pass the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act. I've been having these quiet conversations with the members of Congress for the last 2 months. I'm tired of being quiet. Folks, it'll restore the strength of the Voting Rights Act of 65, the one President Johnson signed after John Lewis was beaten, nearly killed on Bloody Sunday, only to have the Supreme Court weakened multiple times over the past decade. Restoring the Voting Rights Act would mean the Justice Department can stop discriminatory laws before they go into effect. The Vice President and I have supported voting rights bills since day one of this administration, but each and every time, Senate Republicans have blocked the way. Republicans oppose even debating the issue. You hear me? I've been around the Senate a long time. I was Vice President for 8 years. I've never seen a circumstance where not one single Republican has a voice that's ready to speak for justice now.
That's the president in Atlanta. And I'll just tell you, right now I don't think he has the votes. They think they will by next Monday. But right now it doesn't look like they have the votes to pass either the voting rights bill, the freedom to vote, and the John Lewis, which is supposedly a little more watered down. But hey, we'll talk about it. Stay where you are. More to come on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And a 131 as we check out our traffic cams right now. Looks like you're averaging about 55 miles per hour as you work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, south at Charleston, north at Flamingo. Also, look out for that debris near the off-ramp on the 215 eastbound near the Interstate 15 interchange. A little bit of congestion there on the 95 as we speak, eastbound at Torrey Pines and westbound at Decatur. And remember that bridge reconstruction work continues on Interstate 515, both directions. That's between Main and Eastern. Only two lanes are available through that large swath of that construction zone.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley.
The Raiders getting back on the practice field as they get ready for their matchup against Cincinnati coming up on Saturday as the six-game NFL weekend will get underway. Two games on Saturday in addition to the Raiders-Bengals game. The Patriots and Bills will play on Saturday night. The rest of the NFL schedule this weekend on Sunday, Eagles against the Buccaneers, 49ers against the Cowboys, and Steelers against the Chiefs. And on Monday, the Cardinals and Rams will play. UNLV basketball, they are in action this evening as they are set to match up against New Mexico.
Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
And now a small business setback. Set to smooth jazz.
It's late. You're driving in the rain with only one thing on your mind. The deer about to total your HVAC van. But with Progressive's 30-plus customizable coverage options, you're covered. The rest is just saxophone.
When running your small business gets rough, Progressive Commercial is there to smooth it out. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Twinkly sound.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
What are your 2022 business goals? Simplified IT? More security? Dell Technologies has the expertise to help you. From transforming your digital workspaces to providing comprehensive end-to-end IT solutions. Get high-performance computers featuring Windows 11 Pro with powerful hardware-based security and savings up to 45% during Dell's New Year event sale. Get special financing through Dell Financial Services. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
This is John Kovacs, conservative Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. I'm running for Congress because our country, teetering on the brink under Democratic Party rule, which has only become more apparent since Joe Biden's ascension to the White House. From his killing of the Keystone XL pipeline, to his abandonment of our southern border, and blundered pullout from Afghanistan, the Biden administration has been an unmitigated disaster from the beginning. Now we become aware of his intent to award $450,000 to illegal immigrants. As our food prices are skyrocketing, gas prices are soaring, and unemployment in Las Vegas leads the nation. All the while, our congressional leaders stand by idly and do nothing. That's why I'm asking for your vote, so you can send me to Washington to fix this mess. Go to my website, KovacsForCongress.com, to join our movement and support the cause. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I mentioned this is a friends and family kind of show. We have people that I like, genuinely like, and people that have opinions, and there's nobody has more opinions than Wayne Allen Root. Wayne, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, Kevin, how are you?
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling fantastic. All good. All good. Back on this afternoon.
Excellent, excellent. I got to ask you, the president is in Atlanta at this hour pitching voting rights. Does he have the vote for either the Freedom to Vote Act or the John Lewis Act? Does he have the votes now?
You know, look, your guess is as good as mine. I'm not an insider in Washington, D.C. I hate those people, so I have no idea. I sure hope not, because there'll never be another free election in the United States of America. These people are insane. You got to understand the irony in all this. At the very moment that they're looking to ban to ban forever voter ID, which I've been fighting for, you know, I'm 60 years old, so I'd say 40 years of my life. I've been fighting for voter ID because it's been a hypocritical joke for the entire 40 years. You know, someone like Harry Reid, who just died, rest in peace, but I hate the man. And the man lived on my block in Anthem Country Club. He literally lived a few houses down from me. He was my neighbor. And he chose my development to live in, Anthem. He only moved there, you know, towards the end of his life. And right when he was in his last 2 years in the U.S. Senate, he moved to Anthem to be my neighbor. And Anthem Country Club is surrounded by a wall and iron gates and guards with guns, and you can't get in without government-issued photo ID. And yet he's saying if you ask for that in order to vote, you're a racist. You can ask for it to get into his development, no problem at all. And you can have walls and guns and gates, but walls and guns and gates to America, no good. We want open borders. And, you know, we don't want any guns in the hands of the citizens, but, of course, you always have guns to protect the senators. So, I mean, you're just dealing with the biggest hypocrites that ever lived. We're the only nation I know of in the entire industrialized world that doesn't demand you show ID in order to vote. So all of this is insane, and at the same time I was pointing all that out, Obamacare passed, you know, back in the 2010-2011 era, Obamacare passed. And Obamacare requires you walk into a doctor's office, and before you can get your Obamacare, you got to show your government-issued photo ID. Before you can get welfare, walk into any government building, got to show voter photo ID. So it's so insane that at the same time they're trying to ban forever voter ID because they want to steal elections forever, they're now demanding passports for vaccines that require government-issued photo ID, where they can ask all day long for my ID, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all the very things that, you know, were ludicrous when they tried to say it was Nazi, it was Gestapo, it's asking for papers when you vote. This is asking for papers every second of every day, the entire rest of your life, to see if you have gotten your vaccine or not, which, by the way, you know, many of us believe, including me, the vaccine is a complete failure, the biggest failure in the history of medicine in the United States of America and the world. And not only a big failure, but also causes more damage. Studies have been out in the last 24 hours that these vaccines cause far more damage than they ever prevent. So to ask, to demand photo ID to prove it's you, who has therefore handed out passport vaccine, vaccine passports to prove it's you, and yet you can't get it to vote, shows the incredible fraud and intent to do evil harm and damage and steal and rig elections by the Democrat parties. No other way to see it.
Well, it's going to be interesting. They're going to vote on it. They're going to vote on voting rights next Monday, which happens to be MLK Day. They tried to make January 6th. They pivoted right to voting rights. Is there any connection to what happened January 6th and voting rights?
Yeah, no, there's no connection. And what happened January 6th was a protest that involved a million or so people who loved Donald Trump and came there and gave up their time and their money to travel long distances in crappy weather and to stand up and show that we won't accept a rigged election. And they peacefully protested. To my knowledge, no one's ever proved there was one single gun. You can't have a coup without a gun. There wasn't one gun, wasn't one weapon. Nobody had weapons, no one had guns, no one had anything. But it was a protest, and it was 99.9999%, actually the same percentage that recovers from COVID, by the way. That's the other big scam. 99.9% will always recover from COVID. You didn't need a vaccine, and you don't need vaccine mandates. And 99.9% of the protesters on January 6th were peaceful protesters. And whatever group wasn't, and, you know, there's a lot of debate about what really went on, but I'm not going to get into a debate now, you know, about the fact that I think it was a setup. It was the Capitol Police opening the doors and saying, come on in. And it was, they knew they didn't have enough troops there. They knew they didn't have enough police there. And so they were looking for a riot to then use as a pretense to destroy Trump and keep him from ever running again and destroy his legacy and basically brand all of us who are good, honest, hardworking people, the base of America, to brand us as domestic terrorists. All this was a setup conceived by the Democrats to literally brand us as domestic terrorists. But forget that. Let's assume there were some people that did something bad. Well, then they should get blamed, and they should get tried. They have their day in court. But that, you know, is a handful of people compared to a million that were there to do good. So there's nothing that went on January 6th that has anything at all to do with voter rights. Matter of fact, I would argue that they were all there because we as patriots believe our voter rights are being completely taken away from us with rigged elections. So it's just more Solinsky. Look in the mirror. Whatever you see that you do wrong, blame it on the other guy. They steal elections. They rig elections. And so they accuse us of not allowing proper voting and voter fraud, et cetera, et cetera. It's all very, very sad, and it's the end of America if we don't get a hold of it and catch it and stop it in time. And it's pretty close to the end.
What happens if a year from now we inaugurate and we take control of the Senate and the House, and will we have investigations? I mean, Kevin McCarthy came out yesterday and said essentially that we will have investigations and that we might turn this thing back on the Democrats, in particular Nancy Pelosi and Mayor Bowser. Do you think we'll get to the bottom of this after we take control?
I think it's all talk. I think they're all full of crap. I think that we had the entire control of the United States, presidency, Supreme Court, House and Senate, when Trump was elected in 16, and we had all of 17 and 18 to accomplish all kinds of investigations against Hillary and Obama and the rigging and stealing of the 2016 election. Yes, they tried to steal it, and they tried to, you know, to spy on President Trump, on a presidential campaign and a presidential candidate, and give all that information they found out to Hillary. They tried to fix the Democratic primary with Hillary over Bernie Sanders. I mean, there were so many crimes committed in 2016, and our Congress with the Republicans in charge did nothing. We knew that Obama used the IRS to try and destroy Republican donors and Republican critics' lives, including yours truly, Wayne Allyn Root. And guess what? Trump, combined, who I love, but combined with a Republican House and a Republican Senate, did nothing about voter ID, did nothing about IRS criminal actions by the previous administration, did nothing about spying, did nothing about a rigged election, did nothing about anything. So why would I assume this one will be different? I don't assume it will be different.
Again, joining us, Wayne Allyn Root, the host of Raw and Unfiltered. You hear him every afternoon, 3 till 6. And, of course, he is the author of the new book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. Tell us what the book's about.
Well, we know that it's the corporations that are enabling Democrats to destroy our country. Democrats couldn't do it if they didn't get monstrous donations from big corporate donors. It's the billion-dollar companies that are out to get us and that are, you know, colluding with the Democrats to destroy our country. What's funny is I'm not a fan of Kevin McCarthy. I think he's another swamp dweller. But he made an announcement today that the Chamber of Commerce is with the Democrat Party and they're not with the Republicans and they never will be again, so screw you. That's basically what Kevin McCarthy said today, and he's 100% right. For once, I agree with Kevin McCarthy. The Chamber of Commerce has become an enemy of the Republican Party and an enemy of freedom in this country. They're teaming with Democrats to collude with big business to destroy small business and the people that make up the economic engine of America, small business owners and their employees. All they care about is their large corporations. So, you know, that's the issue in America. That's the fight in America. It's big corporations against the little guys. And that's what COVID was all about. You know, you'll notice during COVID, Kevin, the rich got richer. The billionaires doubled and tripled their billion-dollar net worths. So guys worth $1 billion are now worth $3 billion and $4 billion and $5 billion. Guys worth $10 billion are worth $50 billion. But the average little guy and gal got crushed, got killed. COVID is like this invented thing. It's a real disease. People are sick. There's no question about it. I've never said anything otherwise, but the way it's been used, you know, what did Saul Emanuel say? Never let a crisis go to waste. The way COVID has been used, lockdowns, vaccine mandates, vaccines, mask mandates, all of it, has which businesses are essential and could be closed. All of it was used to make the rich much richer and big business much richer and kill the competition and destroy small business and destroy restaurants. It's really an incredible thing going on in this country, and it all ties in. That's what the elections are about. You know, that's what my book is about, the Great Patriot Protest, the Boycott Book. It's all about going after these conservatives have to hold the big companies accountable who are trying to destroy our lives and fund the Democrat Party to do all these terrible things to us. So I give you the names and the phone numbers of everybody in big business, and you have a way to call them and register your complaints and email them and also go to their social media sites and also send them physical letters. All that information, contact information, is inside my bestseller, The Great Patriot Boycott and Protest Book. And I've got the new companion book will be out in 3 months. It's called The Great Patriot Boycott Book.
Ooh.
And it's going to be the list of all the best companies that love conservatives and patriots and treat us wonderful and how we should never buy from the bad guys again. Here's the list of the good guys to buy from.
I love that. I love that. If folks want to know more about what you're up to, where can they go?
They can always go to rootforamerica.com. That's my website, rootforamerica.com. You can always email me. I love getting your emails. It's wayneroot@gmail.com. And then, you know, I've got my daily radio show, as you know, right here at 6:70 a.m. every afternoon, 3 to 6. I've got my daily podcast, anywhere you download podcasts, you know, iHeart, Spotify, you name it, Amazon, Google. And I've also got now a video podcast every Friday that's the best of the best, the 10 best stories in America. I call it America's Top 10 that conservatives need to know. And that podcast is available at my website, rootforamerica.com. The book is The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
And you're feeling okay?
I'm feeling great. All good. I'm excited for a new year. I'm 100% ready to go for a new year.
There you go. Wayne, best of luck, and we'll be listening at 3:05, okay?
You got it. God bless.
There you go. Wayne Allen Root, the host of Raw and Unfiltered, 3:05, a little more than an hour away, about an hour and 15 minutes away, and I'm so excited. He always has something unique to say. I love him to death, and... God bless Wayne Allen Root. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna take it.
Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Anymore.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
The weak leadership of career politicians is destroying the American dream. Now more than ever, we need true, experienced leaders with the backbone to do what's right for the citizens of Nevada. A proven leader like Tom Heck.
Hi, I'm Tom Heck, and I'm running to be the next governor of the great state of Nevada because our state deserves a governor with proven leadership and problem-solving skills. With over 22 years active duty military service and 9 years in local government, I know what we have to do to get Nevada back on the right track.
At no other point in our history have American citizens been more at risk of losing their rights of free speech, the right to gather, and even the right to travel, all due to the weak leadership of career politicians. That's why we need leaders like Tom Heck.
As your next governor, on day one, I'll cut the state budget by 10%. I'll eliminate the teaching of critical race theory in our schools, and I'll defend your constitutional rights against creeping socialism.
For more information about Tom Heck, visit electheck.com.
I'm Tom Heck, and I approve this message.
Paid for and approved by Tom Heck for Governor.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, hiring the right lawyer makes all the difference. It can decide how long your case takes, the total dollar amount of your settlement, and most importantly, how much you get paid. If you want a lawyer who's done a bunch of million-dollar cases, call me. If you want a lawyer who won't take all your money at the end of the case, call me. Did the other guys promise that? You already know that answer.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities. He's been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me, and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Understanding the many things in a mother's life affecting her pregnancy is important. You can help improve the health of all mothers and babies in Nevada by completing a pregnancy risk assessment monitoring system survey about your recent pregnancy. also known as PRAMS. The survey is from the Nevada Division of Public and Behavioral Health and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The survey asks new moms about their experience before, during, and after pregnancy. Responses are confidential and used to help improve the health of mothers and babies in Nevada. If you receive a PRAMS survey, please share your story. Learn more at nvprams.dpbh.nv.gov. That's nvprams.dpbh.nv.gov. This message, sponsored by the Nevada Division of Public and Behavioral Health, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. It is live and local for a Tuesday, the day after the national championship game in college football. You know, it's a weird story, which to me has always been fascinating. I grew up as a broadcaster back in Kansas City, and we had a group of people who were young, like me, and they were amazingly talented. And they went on to do amazing things. There was a group of us in the media, in radio, in TV, in professional or college sports. And we used to always play touch football every Tuesday during the fall. And somebody that played with us was Rush Limbaugh. Steve Hatchell, who went on to be the head of the Orange Bowl. We had, a guy that I saw last night on the broadcast. The guy that handed the national championship trophy to the Georgia Bulldogs. It's a guy named Bill Hancock. With CFP, whatever it is. College football playoffs. And he and I have been emailing back and forth over the last couple of months, and I sent him an email as soon as the game was over and after I saw him on TV. I said, man, you have not aged a bit. But all these people went on to amazing careers in different areas of sports and business, and it was really funny last night, so I sent him an email. He hasn't emailed me back, but he will. And I thought it was so cool to see my friend Bill Hancock, a guy from Hobart, Oklahoma. Anybody out there from Hobart, Oklahoma? You remember Bill Hancock? Yeah, he's the head of the college football playoffs, and really a great guy, smart guy, and great at sports. Tell you what, I got to take a break. We will get to more on this coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track